A hemisphere away, the Obama administration is watching more than just pirates in Somalia. Officials have been tracking a Somali terrorist group and are weighing whether to strike some of its training camps. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
A senior government official tells NPR that the U.S. military is worried about a Somali militant group called Al-Shabaab. Because of that, all options are on the table, including a military strike. The official said the most likely scenario would be an attack from the air, not boots on the ground. The reason for the concern? Officials say the Somali group could join forces with Al-Qaeda and target the U.S. Until now, the group has concentrated its efforts in Somalia. But officials, like the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Michael Leiter, worry about their future intentions.
As a general matter, the focus has remained in Somalia. But I am not in a business where I am willing to bet the farm that it will remain that way.
The Al-Shabaab camps have a kind of open-door policy. They don't just train Al-Shabaab recruits. They will welcome anyone who arrives claiming to fight for jihad. Two recent suicide bombings targeting foreigners in Yemen were linked to the Al-Shabaab camps. Not everyone thinks a military strike will solve the problem.
The calculus always has to be on a military attack. Are you better off after it than you were before?
That's former National Coordinator for Counterterrorism Richard Clark. He had wanted the Clinton administration to bomb al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan years before the 9/11 attacks.
If the answer is no, you've made things worse for Americans in general, and you've raised the risk to the United States or United States Embassy or United States citizens, then it's probably not something you want to do.
Peter Pham has studied Al-Shabaab and is a professor at James Madison University. He also worries that if the U.S. decided to launch a military strike, it would backfire. Right now, he says, Al-Shabaab isn't particularly popular in Somalia. A U.S. attack could change all that.
A bombing run or other attack on Shabaab risks allowing them to wrap themselves up in the mantle of nationalism, and that might actually bring up the level of public support for them.
Al-Shabaab's support isn't widespread for a number of reasons. When the group tried to outlaw a narcotic called khat in one of the towns it controlled, for example, it set off a riot. Al-Shabaab quietly rolled back its edict. The group also tried to make women wear veils, something else that has encountered resistance. The point is, Somalis like Al-Shabaab not for its ideas, but for the relative security it provides. Where Al-Shabaab seems to have developed a following is among the Somali diaspora, including in the United States.
Blow by man. Year by year, yeah. Keeping them kafirs living in fear.
Al-Shabaab means the youth in Arabic, and in many ways that describes this Somali militia perfectly. They're young and portray themselves as a kind of jihadi hip.
Day by day, mujahideen spreading all over the place.
That's music from one of their recruitment videos. And here's one of the young men who is trying to convince new soldiers to come into the fold.
We're simply fighting for the sake of Allah, and we're defending the religion of Allah. And we have a global mission. That's why America puts us in number 41 in the terrorist list.
That's not a translation of an Al-Shabaab video. That video was actually produced in English, clearly for a Western audience. The FBI believes those videos, along with recruiters on the ground, help convince some young Somali Americans to join Al-Shabaab. At least 24 young men from Minneapolis have gone missing over the past 2 years. Which, of course, raises another problem for U.S. planners mulling a military strike. If American citizens are on the ground, could they carry out a military attack? Killing American teenagers from Minneapolis could be a political nightmare. Back in 2002, a suspected American al-Qaeda operative named Kamel Derwish was killed by a U.S. Predator strike in Yemen. The death was so controversial, the CIA and the military still haven't admitted that Derwish was killed that day. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.